Okay, here we are back again with side two of the fourth tape in the Five String Banjo Styles series. And I'm getting my banjo strapped onto me here. Let's see, I'm going to put the capo up to the second fret now. I want to play in the key of A. Tune my fifth string up. Because I'm going to do a song for you that that I happen to like, which is one good reason for my doing it. The techniques are not any different than we've been doing on the other side of the tape, but it's a different kind of a song, and it'll give you a feeling for how you can use these techniques in different styles and different ways of singing. It's a song I first heard sung by Pete Seeger, I guess, years ago. There are lots of different versions of it that I've heard. Ewan McCall and A.L. Lloyd from England sing a terrific version of it. It's called The Greenland Fisheries, and it's one of the songs of our whaling and seafaring tradition. It's probably a true story. It's a long ballad, and I'm only going to sing a couple of verses for you now, and I'll try to send the words to the rest of it. I don't want to take up too much time on the tape, but I do want you to hear how this up-picking style with the hammer-ons and pull-offs can be used to make a nice accompaniment for a fairly straight ballad. Fisheries, and I think you might have fun singing that song too. Well, let's go back to G. We did a song briefly in the last tape called Cindy. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. And there's a nice arrangement of it, which I'd like to show you because it deals in some notes above the fifth fret. Now, so far we've gone as high as the first string fifth fret. I ought to mention to you, in case you haven't figured it out yet, that since the banjo is tuned to an open G chord, with the exception of the fifth string, which stays the same, you can bar across the entire neck of the banjo and make different chords. For instance, if the four strings open make a G, then the four strings barred across on the second fret make an A. Of course, the fifth string will not be in tune with that. On the fourth fret, it's a B. On the fifth fret, it's a C. And the fifth string will be in tune with that because it's a G and part of the C chord. So if you bar the fifth fret, you've got your four chord for the key of G. It's another way of playing this, which is your fretted C chord that we've been doing down on the first and second frets. If you move that up two more frets, you'll have D, which is the 5 chord. And, of course, the 5th string there doesn't quite fit in, but we use it anyway. So here you have the 1 chord, the open G, the barred 5th fret, which is C, and the barred 7th fret, which is D. And then if you go way up to the 12th fret, and you bar that, you've got an octave higher than your open chord, and so at the 12th fret, if you bar it, that's a G again. I think I should mention here that if that barred chord on the 12th fret is not in tune, but your open chord is, it probably means that your bridge is not placed quite properly, and you might need to fool around with the placement of your bridge a little bit to get that in better tune. The bridge placement is very important for the octave to be in tune, and so you might have to push it a little forward or a little backwards. And you can experiment with it. The bridge on most banjos is movable, so you don't be afraid to move it forward a little bit or backwards a little bit to try to get that 12th fret in tune. Okay, now here's Cindy, and a lot of this is going to be played with my first finger barring the 12th fret. Another thing that I ought to mention is that if your 12th fret is very hard to press down, or if, as you go up the neck, your banjo becomes increasingly hard to push down, you might need to reset the neck to lower the action. Now, one way of doing that is by loosening the back, and if you look in the back of your banjo, there's probably a set screw there that loosens the neck where it's attached to the head. And if you tilt the neck back a little bit and put a little piece of wood in the crack between the head and the end of the neck, a little thin sliver of wood, then you'll be able to lower your action. You also might get a lower bridge, which will help some, but not as much as resetting the neck. And if you don't know how to do this and you're afraid to fool around with it yourself, then bring it to a repairman. Well, here's Cindy, and in case you've forgotten it, I'll sing a little bit of it for you. You ought to see my Cindy, she lives way down south. She's so sweet the honeybees swarm around her mouth. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you someday. Okay. Minister and chowed her chewing gum. Get along home, get along home, get along home, I'll marry you someday. Well, it goes on and on. Now, there were two separate and distinct breaks that I did there, both of them entailing a lot of pulling off and a lot of barring with my first finger, and then using my middle finger, or rather my ring finger or my pinky, to pull off with. Let's start with the first break that I did. Bar the 12th fret and follow the tablature. Now I'm using my ring finger and my pinky. Now here you're just doing it as if you were playing it open. There I'm pulling off on the first string, two frets higher than the bar. That's the 14th fret. Now there I've got to play the D7th, so I just play it as I would ordinarily, except I've got a bar there, so it's the bar on the 12th fret, my second finger on the 13th fret, second string, and my third finger on the 14th fret of the third string. And I only stay there for a minute, and then I go back to just the open bar. Now, skip down to your barred fifth fret. And pull off with your pinky, or your third finger. And then your open G. Pull off the second fret of the first string. Bar the C. Slide up to the D. And then just play your open G with the first string, fifth fret. Once again, from the top. Fifth fret, bar. Pull off. Bar, fifth. Once again. Now sometimes with my pinky I stretch way up to the, let's see, now we're barring the 12th fret, we got the 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, to the 17th fret and get an extra note in there. Listen. And if you're feeling energetic, you can try to stretch way out there with your pinky. And pull it off too. Now the other break I did was all pull-off, starting on the 12th fret, pick it, pull-off, strum, 14th fret, the same thing, 12th, now I've got the barred D chord on the 7th fret. Now the rest is the same as before, bar the 5th fret. Just follow the tablature on this and you'll be alright. Once again, 12th fret and pull off. That's going down to the 9th fret. 5th, 7th, 9th, 12th, 14th, 12th, 9th. Now you go to the D on the 7th. Up to tempo, once again it sounds like this. Into the chorus. Here it is again. That's a lot of work, and I hope you'll be able to manage with it. I'll try to write out as much as I can in the tablature to give you the help you might need visually, since you can't see me playing it. I'll see if I can write enough tablature out so that you can follow it on the paper. Now, I'd like to do at least something in the C tuning on this lesson, so let's drop our fourth string down. Into doing some of these hoedown type things, let's do one in this tuning. Here's one called Fly Around My Pretty Little Girl.
Fly around, my pretty little girl. Fly around, my daisy. Fly around, my pretty little girl. Damn, you drive me crazy. Once I had a fortune, I laid it in a trunk. I spent it all on a gambling man one night when I got drunk. Fly around, my pretty little miss. Fly around, my daisy. Fly around, my pretty little miss. You damn near drive me crazy.
All right, let's just slow that down a little bit now. There's one difficult stretch you might have, and that is, while you're holding the C chord, your pinky has to come out and play the 4th string 4th fret. But you don't have to hold it for too long, so it might not be too bad. If you find it difficult to do, you might try using the capo up on the 3rd or 4th fret and playing it up there, because since the frets are smaller, the higher up the neck you go, you might find the stretch easier until you get used to it. Alright, let's try it one time. And try following along on the tablature and see if you can do this with me. Start with a hammer-on on the first string. Strum. Second string. Now, instead of a hammer-on on the third string, second fret, we're going to pull it off. Strum. Now, here's where that pinky comes out. Okay, let's try that again. Okay, then your third string. Hammer on. Right to the second string. And now, here we go back to a hammer on the first string. But sometimes what I like to do is, instead of hammering it from the open string to the second fret, I flatten out that first finger that's holding down the second string first fret and hammer on from the first string first fret. Gets more of a bluesy sound. Hear the difference instead of this. Do. Two strings, it might be nice to get a harmony. You can use either your first finger brushing across the first and second strings, or you can use your first and second strings together, or first and second fingers together on the second and first strings. Okay, try with me up to tempo, a little closer to tempo than that anyway. About like this. 1, 2, 3, go. Now try it with me up to tempo. Pretty little girl almost drive me crazy. Now, just as in the G position, we use bar chords to get some variations on our other chords. In the C position, we can do the same thing. Now, there's a C chord. If we barred the 5th fret, we have almost a C chord there. The 4th string doesn't really fit in, so we can leave that open and just bar across the top 3 strings. Leave the 4th string open, and there you have another variation of the C chord, and it's an inversion that puts the G on top as your high string. Here's your other C chord with the E on top. And here's the one with the G on top. It's very useful to know these positions because a lot of times you'll be trying to play a song and you'll find that there's a C chord, but the song melody goes up to a higher note than the E. Very often it'll be on the G. You can also, while barring that fifth fret, get your F chord by putting your second finger on the second string, sixth fret, and your third finger, or your pinky, either one, on the first string, seventh fret. Still leaving the low C string open. That's your F chord. C, F. And if you notice, that's the same as your C chord. This position is the same as the C chord, open. Now it's moved up with a bar, and we're making the F chord. If you've played bar chords on the guitar, you'll recognize the technique behind this. Same thing if we want to play a D7th position. In this case, it's G or G7. Just keep your bar across the 5th fret. Put your second finger on the, again, on the 6th fret of the 2nd string. Your 3rd finger, or your pinky, either one, on the 3rd string 7th fret. And if you want to play your bass string, your 4th string, you might have to move your 3rd finger over and play the 4th string on the 7th fret and use your pinky to play the 3rd string on the 7th fret. You can also just leave out that 4th string entirely and don't bother with it. And you see. Now, for instance, if you're going to do a song like Penny's Farm, which goes like this. Come, you ladies and you gentlemen, and listen to my song. Sing it to your right, but you might think it's wrong. May make you mad, but I mean no harm. It's just about the renters out of Penny's Farm. Hard times in the country, out on Penny's Farm. Now this song starts on bum, that's your G. So you have to bar your 5th fret, and then it goes right to the F. Dum, and you just add your 2nd and 3rd fingers, and then back to your C, and your 2nd string on the C. Listen to it. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to my song. Sing it to your right, but you might think it's wrong. C, F, C, C. Now I go down to the C. Regular C. Don't about the renters on Penny's Farm. Hard times in the country. Now I'm going to have to go back up here because it's country. So I go back to the bar on the 5th fret. Country. The F. And then back to my regular C. Out on Penny's Farm. Listen to it now. Now we're going to do this song more in the next tape. But for now, we'll give you an idea of how to use that bar chord and the C, F, and G7 in the barred position on the 5th fret. Well, that's about all we have time for. I think I've chocked this tape full of lots of goodies for you, and I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope it's not going to work your fingers too hard. But in the next tape, we're going to go on to some other things with the right hand, some double thumbing, trying to get some extra notes, if you can believe that, into some of these tunes. We'll do a whole new batch of tunes and try some other things as well. So until the next tape, this is Happy Traum. Keep picking that banjo, and I'll be seeing you.